Mom's Life.
Hello to all our mums out there.
Hello.
We hope that you are good. I'm so sorry if I sound kind of weird. Got a little bit of flu.
Hey, but it's the season.
It's the season. We are here. It's the season to be jolly. Even
hallelujah.
Yes, so last week was awesome. We spoke about motherhood myths. You know, those things that people tell you, you know, are, you know, real. Oh, it's a real thing. And then you're like, is it a real thing or isn't it? And it's not always the same for everyone. So it was a really good chat.
Very true. And this week we'll be looking at things I wish I knew or things I wish someone told me before motherhood. And the first one would be parenting is not a contest. Like, we can say this even louder for all the moms all over the world. Parenting is not a contest.
Yeah.
Many times I would compare my first child to other babies his age. You can put yourself in this situation. If they were sitting up at 5 months, he should be too, right? Mm. Was their baby sleeping through the night at eight weeks? Then mine should be as well. No one took the time to lean over and whisper, this is not a competition, Tando.
And
sometimes you can act like it is a competition. Even when it comes to older kids, you know, when it comes to riding a bike or learning how to read, if your child is not the best, you know, compared to other kids, you realize that your child is actually an individual, hey? Mm. They all develop differently at different times.
Yeah.
So it's so true for me because I know I fell to this trap with my first child. Sort of with your first child, you're sort of like a learning, right? With your second child, you put pressure on them because my first child did this at this time. But God helps these kids to grow at their own pace. It's not a race. If your baby is speaking, you know, at 3 years old fluently and somebody else's baby is not, it's not for you to compete and put pressure on yourself and stress yourself out and worry for no reason. So just let it, you know, be at God's timing, not at your pressured time.
Yeah, and then the next point sort of goes in with that. All kids are not created equal, right? So you got the comparing with other kids, and then you compare your kids, and like it's weird. It's not weird. It's something we all do. But you know, each child is different. Some smarter than others. Others take a little bit longer to process things. Some are serious. Some are funny. I know with Joshua and Caleb, you know, creative and emotional kind of things. So Joshua tends to be a lot more a lot more emotional, and creative. Yes, it's both. And, you know, he's amazing that way. But Caleb is a lot more practical and inquisitive. And he doesn't show emotions that easily, you know. In fact, when Joshua is sick, the whole world is falling apart. Like, literally, like, everyone's dying.
Yeah.
That's how dramatic he tends to be. But with Caleb, on the other hand, unless I take his temperature and physically, like, do something, he won't actually tell me that he's sick. I'd have to actually physically do something to find out. Yeah. So, you know, all kids are different.
No, very true. Like, we're speaking now on personality. I have 4 children and all of them are different. When I look at the 3 that are currently in school, you know, my first child is not very interested in school. In fact, this week we had to fight the whole week to send him to school because he's not been well. But I felt like it was a little bit exaggerated as well. So when it was Monday and then on Tuesday, I was watching him to see. But every night, this is him going, oh, 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 and he starts the dramatics. Then I realized on Tuesday, this is an act. Like I just felt it. And then I'm like, you are going to school tomorrow. If you're going to cry all night, you can cry. But tomorrow we're going to school. So it is a challenge when the kids, their personalities are not the same. Like Denise was speaking now, they're not all equal. And each child has their own individual personality. And as a parent, I need to work with that. You can't treat them the same because you might be crushing the other one with a different personality if you handle it, you know, in a certain way. And if one child is, you know, they want to do their work, their schoolwork, like Myra, my second child, right? She loves schoolwork. She would do her homework on her own and she'll come to show me. While the other one, I need to pull and drag and scrape and do all sorts of things to get this boy to do his homework. So as parents, we need to work with the individual personality of our children. And the next one would be, sleep is a distant dream. I wish someone told me that. That, listen, if you're going to have children, yeah, say goodbye to sleep. And even though it's not forever, but it's going to be for a long time until your kids leave. But I've heard parents say, even when the kids leave the house,
yeah,
their sleeping pattern has been completely messed up forever.
Exactly.
So it is a distant dream. And many times when your kids are in preschool, you wake up at sunrise, and they wake up at sunrise, right? And they ask for breakfast, or they wake up in the middle of the night because of nightmares, or whatever the case may be. Your kids don't sleep throughout the night, no matter how much they grow. I used to hear people tell me, Denise, that don't worry, once they turn like a year, it gets better, they start sleeping. And I'm like, right, sitting here going,
no way.
Where is that? Because it is not happening. My sleeping pattern is still not recovered to the way it used to be before being a mom. And having a newborn later on that I've added to the equation didn't help much as well. So it is something that we wish someone, you know, said, listen, you're not going to sleep anymore because you're a mother. Bye to your sleep.
So a lot of this is coming from a website called puntsizedtreasures.com, right? And one of the things that she's actually written here is stain remover is a must. So I'm like, stain remover is a luxury. Like, you know, you get spit up, ketchup, Kool-Aid, mustard, you know, all over your clothes or all over the kids' clothes. I'm like, it's all over my clothes. And I'm like, you know, you eventually get to a point where you just like, you don't buy the white clothes. In fact, I don't even know why I'm wearing this today because I've even got a stain on it right now. Yep, there it is.
Right.
I'm like, you just don't buy white clothes. Maybe that's so terrible as a mother, but I'm just like at that point. And like, even with the kids, I'm like, I got no time for stains and stain remover and like lots of money that I have to spend on a stain remover. It's like, and if you do, fantastic, kudos to you. And if you have time to sit with stain remover, good on you. But I'm like, just get the kids a color that the stain will just not like.
I thought, yeah,
hard.
That was the only one who does that.
No, it's there. It's in like, I'm like, oh, this is white, maybe white's not a good one. Just get black. Black's a good one.
Yeah, the darker the color,
yes,
the better.
Exactly.
Because I know with my kids, I had to throw away a lot of clothing because I did not have the time, you know, prior to, you know, being a stay-at-home, yeah, mom, to do the soaking, and this, it was just a lot. And I would just like, okay, let's chuck this.
True as Bob, the grandmother comes over and she gets a dry without stain remover.
Can you imagine?
And I'm like, how does that even happen? I'm so, like, it, like, there's just something on you that's just there. So yeah,
right,
very frustrating.
The next one would be, and this one, I felt this one in my own home. I'm sure you have felt this one, Denise. You will bid adieu to your breakable stuff.
Uh-huh.
I used to have beautiful vases in my house. They were like very like waist high, beautiful brown. I love them. They broke after I had my kids, and you can't find them anyway because it's one of those like old vintage stuff that was nice, and it broke. You just hear shattering sounds, and you know it's all over, and someone will be crying right a minute after that, and you know, okay, something has broken, something very precious, something that I paid for, something that was gifted to me, something that I love is just broken. So it's one of those things. If you have nice stuff, moms, if you can, pack them away in the garage or somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will be broken sooner or later.
Yep. Yeah, no, I have experienced that. In fact, anything nice I do still have is in a cupboard, but even in their cupboard, it's like, what's the point in having them, man? They're not outside, so I'm like, whatever. Next one is, walls were made for coloring. So I'm like, walls were made for coloring. No. You see, you know, it's all good and well. Like, this happened once in my household where they did color my walls and I was very angry. And you can possibly get paint, you know, to put on your walls so that if they do color, you can just do whatever. But I'm like, no. My kids will get slaughtered if they color walls. Like, don't, like, put discipline in them. No wall coloring in my house. That's not, then they're going to color everyone else's wall and the school wall. And then I'm going to get into trouble. That sounds so selfish. But apparently there's something called Mr. Clean Magic Erasers. So if your kids do like coloring the wall and you're okay with it, you can get Mr. Clean Magic Erasers. You know, go try it out and tell us what you think. My experience is like, put the fear of mother into them. you know, no touching any walls, you know, yeah. But, you know, it probably will happen at least once in your childhood journey. But yeah, right. Then you'll just deal with it. But no. Once only.
I'm right in that stage with Malachi where he finds something. It's like wall is, I don't know what he thinks it is, but there's writing on the wall.
Mm.
And through the screaming and you just find him with a smile on his face going, so yeah, he got that right in his, I received that anointing of
yes.
putting fear to this child, not right on the wall. The next one is moms need to relax. Many times we put more duties and expectation on ourselves that anyone else would not actually take that pressure on. Take the time to enjoy bathing your little one. Breathe, you know, with your newborn baby's smell, because newborns, they smell divine.
Mm-hmm.
But we can be in a rush because there's so much that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. Rock your babies during the day. Stop rushing through everything. Enjoy the time and relax. Take a breather if you need to take time to chill out and just relax. Many women have done this mom thing. You're not the first one. It's not new to you or me. If we mess up, don't worry. It happens. Every mom has, you know, a moment in their lifetime. But one day you will have a super clean house. Lots of sleep when your kids are out. Hopefully your patterns will not be messed up by then. And no tiny little ones running around. But for now, enjoy the tiny little bundles of joy. Enjoy being a mom.
Yeah. Parenting is like, I don't know, for me, it's the best job in the whole world.
Yeah.
You know, if you think differently, okay, each to their own. But I love being a mom. If you don't love being a mom, then, you know, try and figure out why. But, you know, if I could be a mom executive like Tandor, I would be like, yes, sign me up like right now. Because you learn so much, yeah. not only about your kids, but about yourself and Absolutely. How to handle certain people and certain personalities.
Yeah.
You know, and children are a gift from God.
Absolutely. We're going to end off with this wonderful verse, James 4, verse 14. It says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like morning fog. It's here a little while and then it's gone. Life is too short. I mean, we've seen that the past, you know, 3 years from 2020, the whole COVID situation.
Mm.
Stop comparing, competing, being worried, being anxious. Enjoy every breath that God has given you. By his grace and by his mercy. And as your children grow up, every moment is precious. Like I'm enjoying like being a home executive now because I get to watch a lot of stuff that with the other kids I missed out on. I was telling someone, I literally watch this baby learn every single day. And you watch his eyes light up when he's just taken something new that he's never done before.
Yeah.
So every moment is precious. It is a gift from God. The Lord says he gives us this day and our daily bread. So tomorrow will have its trouble. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let's take today in and go, thank you, Jesus, and be grateful for today because life is like a morning fog. Mm. It is here today and it is gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this week. We hope you had a really good time with us. But please go and check us out on Facebook and comments to let us know what you want to hear. But that's it from myself and Tando. It's a Mom's Life here on Active FM, where we live, laugh, and love on Active FM.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
Active FM radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.